Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. My name is Mary Bayham, and we were on our checking account this morning, and it says a Transcend Wellness Today took $59.89 out of our account, and we've never got anything from this company, so we need to find out what's going on.
Not a problem, so I will be happy to assist. Can you spell your last name for me?
Bayham, B-A-H-A-M.
And can you provide me your zip code?
70466.
Okay, just a moment. And can you verify your mailing address?
49242 Western Acres Drive, Tickfall, Louisiana, 70466.
All right. So I show that you signed up for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. In the terms and conditions explained, you would also be signing up for our membership, Bites Hub, which provides recipe guides to cut carbs, boost energy, etc., priced $59.89 a month.
No, sir.
All right. So you're saying you don't recall signing up for a sweepstakes at all. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I want that money put back into my account.
So what I will do is go ahead and submit the cancellation. That goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. I will have to get you connected to our fraud department so they can see who used the credit or debit card without authorization, and they will be prosecuting whoever has done it at the fullest extent. They will also be handling any refunds, so I will go ahead and submit the cancellation, and then I'll get you over to them so they can assist with refunds and the investigation, okay?
Okay.
All right, just a moment.
So what you want me to do, because they...
All right, so the account has been canceled. That goes in effect immediately. If you have a pen or a pencil, I will provide you with your confirmation and let me know when you're ready.
Yes, sir. Give me just a second.
Okay.
And yes, sir, I'm speaking with my husband, and he signed up for the Dyson vacuum, but it said $5 shipping. So there's $59 in some.
Okay.
The $59 is a true surprise this morning.
Right. So then this wouldn't be considered a fraudulent charge since he has recalled signing up for the sweepstakes. Of course, it does explain in the terms and conditions that you would also sign up for our membership. But I can offer a courtesy refund, so I wouldn't have to get you over to the fraud department. I can assist.
Yes, sir.
I can offer a courtesy refund. That'll be 75%, and that goes back to the account in the next 2 business days.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I have submitted the refund, which will be, of course, goes into effect immediately, as well as the cancellation. If you have a pen or pencil, I will provide you with your confirmation, and let me know when you're ready.
Yes, sir. Give me just a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And the confirmation is C as in car. 920.
Yes, sir.
614.
Yes, sir.
882.
882?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's for it to go back into our account, or?
Yes, ma'am. That'll be for the refund, and that's also the same confirmation, which will be for the cancellation as well.
Cancel and refund.
Yes, ma'am.
You said it's going to be 75%?
Yes, ma'am. That amount, that will be $44.91.
Okay. And then you need to put me over to someone to get it.
Well, no, ma'am. That's what I was saying. Since he's already stated he signed up for the sweepstakes, yeah. I was able to handle everything. So everything's handled from my end. Wouldn't have to get you over to the fraud department.
So 2 days, correct?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate it.
You're most definitely welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yes, sir.
Bye.